哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good night to all the brothers and sisters.
啊，在这个星期三的晚上，我们一同从圣经当中继续来做学习。
And on this Wednesday night, we are able to continue to study from the Bible.
啊，今天晚上我们要用雅歌当中的一段记载来做彼此学习的内容。
Tonight we would like to use a passage from the Song of Solomon as mutual encouragement.
雅歌是通常圣经当中比较少去查考的一卷。
The Book of Song of Solomon is a book that is not as often studied.
雅歌所讲的是一篇很浪漫的爱情故事。
The content of the Song of Solomon is a romantic love story.
雅歌当中讲到两个人彼此相爱并且互相的认识。
The Book of Song of Solomon talks about how two people fall in love and how they come to know each other.
然后，所以很多人说雅歌其实记载的是所罗门自己的爱情。
So many people say that the story is the story of Solomon's love.
但是却在他的爱情当中看到了人跟神之间应该要有的关系。
But in his relationship, he saw the relationship that man should have with God.
所以雅各不只是一篇爱情故事。
So the book of the Song of Solomon is not just a love story.
更是我们今天人与神必须要追求的关系。
But rather, it is a relationship that we should pursue after to have with God.
所以我们今天就用雅各的一些记载来思考，我们应该要跟神怎么样逐渐的认识，最后能够亲密。
So tonight we would like to use some of the passages from Song of Solomon as to understand how we should have a relationship with God.
我们请翻到雅歌的第二章。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon chapter 2.
雅歌第二章的第十六节。
Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 16.
雅歌第二章十六节。
Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 16.
在这里说，良人属我，我也属他。他在百合花中放牧群羊，而在这里记载了这个被爱的苏拉密女与这个爱她的人的对话。
Here is a conversation between the beloved Shulamite and the person that loves her.
所以雅歌当中讲到的是良人以及这个讲到良人以及这个苏拉密女。
And so the two people that is talked about in the Song of Solomon is the Shulamite.
以他们两个人的互动关系来看到我们今天信仰当中的追求。
And we can see what kind of a pursuit we should have after from their interaction.
所以十六节这里讲说，良人属我，我也属他。
In verse 16 it says, my beloved is mine and I am his.
今天我们就好像这个苏拉密女一样。
Today we are similar to the Shulamite.
很多时候我们在追求信仰的开端就如同他所说的。
Many times at the start of our faith, it is just like as it is written here.
我们的期待是良人属我，我也就属他。
Our hope is that I can be his and he can be mine.
但是他有一个先决条件。
But there is a requirement first.
就是良人要先属我。
Is that the beloved has to be mine.
我才有办法属于我的良人。
And only then can I belong to the beloved.
当一个人开始接触信仰的时候。
When a person first comes to know the faith.
常常是停留在这种条件式 conditional 条件式的信仰。
It is only their faith is only just conditional.
主啊，你先属于我。
That Lord, you need to belong to me.
主啊，你先回应我的祷告。
And Lord, you have to answer my request first.
主啊，你先完成我的期望。
You need to complete my hopes.
所以我就能够属于你。
Only then can I belong to you.
所以很多时候我们的信仰一开始的建筑。
So the first when we establish our faith.
很像就像这个苏拉密女所说的。
It is just like how this Shulamite woman said.
我们希望良人属我。
We hope that the beloved can be ours.
我们重视生命当中的恩典。
And we value the blessings that we have in our life.
我们喜欢信仰当中很多的体验。
We hope that we can have many experiences in our faith.
这个是没有错的。
This is all correct.
因为今天信仰路上你一定要有体验。
Because in our journey of faith, we need to have experience.
体验使我们的信仰成为真实。
Experiences will allow us to solidify our faith.
而不是只是一种学术，一种理论。
And it's not just a theory or a learning.
所以今天我们的信仰必须要触摸到神。
So today in our faith, we need to be able to touch God.
必须要有见证随着我们所信的道。
We need to be able to testify of the path that we walk on.
并且用这些见证来巩固我们的信心。
And we need to use these types of testimonies to solidify our faith.
所以今天对你我来说，
so to all of us today,
信仰必须是真实，
our faith need to be true.
神必须要是真实，
God needs to be true.
我们的信心必须要建立在跟神的互动当中，
our faith needs to be established in our interactions with God.
所以我们今天要常常回想过去，
so today we need to reflect back upon our past.
在过去这一段时间，这么长的时间里面，
in the past,
我们生活当中生命里面有多少神的作为跟神迹奇事
In our lives, how much works and miracles has God performed?
但是我们今天人有一个很大的问题
But today we all have a very big problem.
就是我们常常很容易忘记
Is that we often forget very easily.
别人对我们的好我们很容易忘记
The good that other people do to us, we often forget.
神给我们的恩我们也很容易忘记
And the blessing that God gives to us, we often forget as well.
所以在这里要提醒我们
And so here it is reminding us
信仰的起步在于认识神的恩典。
That our faith initially starts from recognizing God's grace.
信仰的进步在于常常数算神的恩典。
But the improvement of our faith comes from counting the blessings of God.
如同这里所说的，良人属我，因为他爱我。
Just like how it says, my beloved is mine because he loves me.
良人属我，所以生命当中我的恩典很多。
So the beloved is mine, that is why my life is filled with blessings.
良人属我，所以我的信仰是真实的。
So the beloved is mine, so my faith is true.
这是我们必须要建立在认识神的我们的信仰必须要建立在认识神的恩典之上。
Therefore, our faith needs to be established upon recognizing the grace and blessing of God.
但是信仰的路不能永远都停留在很多恩典。很多神所赐给我们的福气。
But our journey of faith does not just stop at the blessings and grace that God gives us.
我们来看一下雅歌的第六章
Let's take a look at Song of Solomon chapter 6
雅歌第六章
Song of Solomon chapter 6
第六章第二节
Chapter 6 verse 2
第三节
Verse 3
第三节说我属我的良人我的良人也属我他在百合花中牧放群羊在这里经过了几章的时间之后
Here is after the passing of some passages
再一次的苏拉密女讲到她跟她所爱的良人之间的关系
This Shulamite woman again speaks of her relationship with her beloved
原本这个女人她所认识的
And originally this woman what she knows
是因为我的良人属于我
Is that my beloved is mine
所以我可以把自己交给她
Therefore I can entrust myself to him
因为我生命当中得到恩典
Because my life is filled with blessings and grace
所以我接受天上的神作为我生命的主宰
So I accept the God in heaven as my, the master of my life
虽然这是一件好事
And although this is a good thing
接受主认识主信主一定是一件好事
You accept the Lord and you know the Lord and you come to believe in him is
但是它当中却有一点不够好的
But among this there is one thing that is not good enough
就是你永远都期望他必须要先给你什么
It is that you always hope that he can give you something
但是人不能永远停留在这么幼稚的阶段
But we cannot just stay in this immature stage
如同一个孩子
Just like a child
一个孩子你怎么样区分他是成熟还是不成熟的呢
And how do you differentiate if a child is immature or mature
你怎么样分别他是一个孩子还是一个成熟的大人
How do you tell if they are a child or a mature adult
不是从他的年纪
It is not from their age.
也不是从他的外在身形
It is not from their physical appearance.
而是在他的这个人的责任感跟他的付出
But whether it is upon their responsibility and how much they're willing to sacrifice.
一个幼稚的人
A person who knows things.
一个人很幼稚
immature person.
一个人很幼稚他总是不断的期望你给我你帮我我要我要我要
An immature person is always hoping to get something and that they always want something.
如同一个小孩一样
Just like a child.
永远都是期望别人来给我别人要付出别人照顾
They forever hope that other people can give them something and take care of them.
要的非常的自然
And this need is natural.
好像大家都欠他一样
As if everybody owes them something.
所以你看那个小婴孩
So when you see an infant,
想哭就哭，想闹就闹。
They cry whenever they want to, and they stir up trouble.
因为他非常的不成熟。
Because they're very immature.
但是随着时间的过去
，But through the passing of time,
一个婴孩如果真正有成长
，If an infant has truly grown,
不只是成长在身体上面
，It's not just physically growing.
同时心量跟智慧也成长
，But also in their wisdom.
就会从不断的索取。变成开始学习付出
It is that they go from constantly accepting something to putting efforts into giving something
从自私的要求到开始考虑到别人的需要
From a selfish mindset they start to consider what other people want
所以如果今天你还是一样什么都只考虑到自己
So today if you are just like that you only think about yourself
什么你都想要
You always want things
觉得大家都欠你
You feel like everybody owes you something
把所有得到的都视为理所当然的
You feel that everything you've received is something that is given to you Naturally.
那在心智上仍然幼稚仍然是小孩
In your heart naturally you are immature like a child
在教会里面也是一样
It's the same thing in church
我们来看到说一 个信徒的属灵生命到底是成熟的还是幼稚的。
When we see a member's faith to see if it's spiritually mature or not.
你只要看他对教会的付出跟担当就够了。
You just need to see what efforts they put into church work.
幼稚的信徒永远期望教会给我什么。
An immature member will always hope that church can give them something.
成熟的信徒总是会思考我能够为教会做点什么。
A mature member will always think about what they can do for church.
那我还记得我听以前的传道说。
I still remember what the pastors used to say in the past.
他们说啊，早期他们到非洲的时候。
That in the beginning when they started going to Africa.
那个时候的教会的信徒非常非常的幼稚啊。
During that time, the members were extremely immature.
所以不管你请他帮忙做什么。
So no matter what you ask them to do.
他都会跟你讲说拿钱来。
They always ask you for money first.
哦，煮饭要给他钱。
And if they need a cook, you have to give them money.
你请他帮你买东西也要钱。
You ask them to buy something, they ask you for money.
你请他带你去哪里也要钱。
You ask them to take you somewhere and they ask for money.
所以对他们来讲，不管你需要他们，教会需要他们帮忙什么，就是拿钱来。
So to them, no matter what church asks them to do, they always want money first.
因为那个时候他们跟教会跟神的关系就是利益，我要钱。
Because their relationship at that time was was an exchange.
啊，但是当他们信仰逐渐的成长
，But as their faith slowly grew,
对道理越来越有认识
，They started to know the truth more.
体会到生命当中神的爱
，They started to experience the love of God.
而当信仰成长之后，他们的想法就会不同。
Once their faith was grown, then their thinking was different.
哦，不但不会要钱
，Not only did they not ask for money,
还会自己主动的付出。
They also put in their own sacrifice.
哦，所以呀，有些信徒会把自己家里种的东西拿来。教会给人家吃
and some members they would take the crops that they grew at home and bring it to church for people to eat
会用自己的自己有限的能力煮一些饭来教会请工人吃
and with limited abilities they would cook things and bring them to workers for them to eat
甚至他们会开始奉献
and to the point that they would even offer
所以虽然他们拥有的不多
so even though they don't have much
但是因为心智上不再做小孩
but because in their hearts they were no longer children
因为逐渐的成熟长大成人
because they slowly grew and matured.
所以他们学会开始的为教会来付出。
So they started to learn how to put in efforts for church.
然后所以我们今天也是一样要不断的成长。
So for us today, we have to continue to grow.
不要一直想说我可以从教会从信徒当中得到什么。
Don't always think what we can get from church and from members.
而是要想说我能够为神为教会付出一点什么。
But rather what we can do for church and what we can do for God.
所以在经过这一段时间之后。
So after this passing of time.
我们看到这个苏拉密女她的反应对她的良人的认识不一样了。
We see that her recognition for this Shulamite woman changes of her beloved.
原本她说啊，你属我，我就属你。
Originally she said, if you are mine, then I will be yours.
你给我，我就来教会。
You give me something, then I will come to church.
但是现在却不一样了。
But here is a different case.
在第三节，第六章第三节这里说。
In chapter 6 verse 3 it says.
她说，我属我的良人。
It says, I am my beloved.
我的良人也属我。
And my beloved is mine.
所以你看那个前后顺序一调换，意义完全不同。
So you see the process is different, and the meaning is different.
在这里，苏拉密女不再问良人属于谁了。
The Shulamite woman is no longer asking who the beloved belongs to.
这时候，苏拉密女不再问说你可以给我什么，我可以得到什么。
She is no longer asking if you can give me something, then what can I gain?
因为她长大了。
Because she has grown up.
因为她成熟了。
Because she has matured.
所以她说我先属于你。
So she says I belong to you.
我就是你的。
I am yours.
我知道当我属于你。
And I know that if I belong to you.
你自然就会属于我。
Then naturally you will belong to me.
这是一种生命上的成长。
This is a growth in life.
也是一种信仰上的改变。
And this is a change in our spirituality.
所以我们今天如果认知到自己的身份。
So today if we know our status.
我们知道说我就是属于我的良人。
And we know that we belong to our beloved.
我就是他所爱的。
And we are the one that he loves.
你既然知道你是他所爱的。
And so you know that he loves you.
你自然不会担心他愿不愿意照顾你啦
Naturally, you will not worry about whether or not he will take care of you.
所以我们今天信仰要在这一要我们信仰要像这样子的成长。
And so our faith needs to be growing in this way.
你知道说，当你先把自己交在神的手中
，We know that when we entrust ourselves in the hands of God.
如同很多人的家中都有一块牌子。
And in many people's houses, they have this plaque.
他说：“基督是我家之主啊。”
Jesus is the head of the household.
他这个拍写基督是我家之主。
And on the plaque it says the Lord is head of household.
他不是先讲说你先让我蒙大福，你才可以做我家之主啊。
And they don't say that you have to let me be blessed and then you can be the head of my household.
不管我今天生命遇到什么事情。
And no matter what I encounter in my life.
你都是我生命的主宰。
You are the master of my life.
你先是我家的主人。
That you are first the master of my household.
我知道我把我的生命交在你的手中。
I know that I entrust my life into your hands.
你自然而然会照顾我的需要。
And naturally you would take care of my needs.
所以这是一种成长。
This is a process of growth.
信仰从条件式的交换变成一种将来的盼望。
And when your faith goes from being conditional to a hope of the future.
所以当我们今天能够认识到我们的身份。
Today when we can understand our status.
我们是他所爱的。
We are his beloved.
那我们自然而然会在信仰上愿意付出，愿意努力。
And naturally we will be willing to put in the effort to work hard for God.
但是今天信徒有一个很大的问题。
But today members have a very big problem.
因为看不到自己的身份。
Because they cannot see their own status.
所以自然没有办法把自己交托。
So naturally they cannot entrust themselves to God.
因为不觉得自己是被爱。
Because they don't feel that they are loved.
所以很多事情上都非常的担心。
And so in everything they worry a lot.
因为没有把握能够得到良人的照顾。
Because there is no hope of being taken care of by the beloved.
所以什么事情总是把重担放在自己的肩头。
So in everything you put all of the burdens on your own shoulders.
想要靠自己来争取，想要靠自己来得到。
You rely on yourself to receive and get anything.
所以虽然信耶稣。
So even though you believe in Jesus.
但是信得非常疲倦，而且信得非常辛苦。
But you believe to the point where you're extremely tired.
然后就好像有一个人去砍柴。
Just like a person who goes to chop wood.
哇，砍柴砍了很多的柴。
And they chop a lot of wood.
结果担在肩头上非常的沉重。
And they bear it on their shoulders and it's extremely heavy.
一步一步慢慢的要走回家。
Step by step they must return home.
累，汗流满面，非常的辛苦。
And he sweats excessively and it's very tiring.
这时候突然有一台卡车经过。
And during that time there's a truck that passes by.
卡车经过，卡车司机看到他在路边。
And the truck driver will see him on the side of the road.
就跟他讲说, 哎呀，来来，我载你一程，你上车吧。
And says, I will give you a ride, come onto the car.
结果他太高兴了，感谢你呀，那就上了车了。
And so he is extremely grateful and he gets onto the car.
那就站在后面的那个卡车的后面啊。
He stands on the back of the truck.
他那个卡车后面不是有个斗吗? 就是可以装东西的斗，他就在后面。
And doesn't the truck have a loader?
结果那个司机说你就在后面啦，你在后面，那我现在载你回城市。
And so the truck driver will say, you can stay in the back and I'll drive you back to the city.
结果开到一半，那个卡车司机突然看到，怎么这个樵夫还是站在那里啊？
And halfway through, the truck driver will take a look back and see how come he is still standing there.
而且不但站在那里，那一堆木头还是担在自己的肩头上面。
And not only is he just standing there, but also he's still carrying the burden of the wood.
结果这个司机就跟他讲啊。
So the driver says to him,
你那么辛苦干嘛？把它放下来啊。
Why are you being so tired? Why don't you just put it down?
这个樵夫就这样跟那个司机说。
And so this wood chopper says to the driver,
不好意思啦。
He says, I don't want to take advantage of this.
你载我已经很感谢你了。
And you are driving me and I already am very thankful.
让我省掉走这么远的路。
And you have saved me the time walking.
我怎么可以把肩上这个东西放下来再增加你的重担呢？
And how can I dare to put down the burden on my shoulders and increase your burden?
却不知道说你不管有没有放下来，对车子来讲是一样的。
He doesn't realize that whether or not he puts it down, it doesn't matter to the car. Many times we are like this wood chopper who gets onto the truck.
明明有主耶稣在照顾我们，明明他把我们担在他的翅上。
We know we have Jesus taking care of us and that he has taken us upon his wings.
但是我们常会觉得说，不好意思啦，这个重担我自己来背就好了。
Many times we think that it's too embarrassing and we think that we can bear it ourselves.
却不知道说，其实我们可以很轻易的卸下担子放在耶稣的肩头。
And without knowingly, we can just easily shed this burden and put it onto the shoulders of Jesus Christ.
必要的事情烦恼。
Many times we worry for excessive things.
我们为了很多没有需要的重担来哭泣。
We worry about things that we don't really have to worry about.
因为我们还没有学会交托给主。
Because we have not entrusted everything to God.
所以在这里告诉我们。
And so it tells us here.
说当我们认识到我们的身份。
That when we understand our status.
我是他所爱的。
We are his beloved.
我是他的仆人。
We are his servant.
我是他的儿女。
We are his children.
所以不管有什么事我背后。 后都有他来当做我最大的盾牌。
So no matter what, he is always the shield that is standing behind me.
我只要把自己交给他。
I can entrust myself to him.
只要我属于我的良人。
As long as I belong to my beloved.
我的良人就会属于我。
Then my beloved will be ours.
所以我们今天在教会里面。
So today in our church.
我们要从期望得着变成主动的付出。
We need to go from having this hope of receiving to going,to turning to put in the effort to do something.
因为知道神要照顾我们。
Because we know that God will take care of us.
所以我们愿意付出努力，付出精神来参与教会各样的事工。
So we are willing to put in the effort and a mindset and time to do holy work.
因为知道将来能够得到的价值。
Because we understand the value that we will receive in the future.
今天的付出，主耶稣从来不会忘记。
The efforts that you put in today, Jesus will not forget.
今天属于主，明天主就属于我们。
That today you belong to God, to the Lord, and the Lord will belong to you then.
所以这是我们必须要有的价值观的认识。
This is this, value system that we have to understand.
我们的盼望在哪里？
Where is our hope?
我们盼望在于当我属于他，他也会属于我。
Our hope is that when we belong to him, then he will belong to us.
我们的盼望在于今天我服侍，将来有荣耀的冠冕。
Our hope is that today we serve God, we hope that there is a glorious crown waiting for us.
这个叫做进步。
This is improvement.
所以我们今天信仰也是要不断的长进。
So today in our faith, we need to continuously grow.
我们信仰要建立在将来荣耀的盼望之上。
And our hope is built upon this glorious hope that is in the future.
我们来看以弗所书的第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
以弗所书的第一章第十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，叫你们真知道他。十八，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。十九，并知道他向我们这些这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。在这里保罗提醒我们，
Here Paul reminds us.
所以我们要求神让我们的眼睛得看见。
We need to ask the Lord to help us see with our eyes.
因为你看见将来的荣耀。
Because we have seen the glory of the future.
所以你愿意今生来牺牲付出。
And you are willing to sacrifice in this life.
因为你相信将来的奖赏。
Because you believe in the reward of the future.
你愿意把今生交在主的手中。
You are willing to entrust everything of this life into the hands of God.
这是一种盼望。
This is a type of hope.
也是一种信念。
This is also something we believe in.
我相信我属良人，他必属于。
That I believe that my beloved is mine, so my I am the beloved's and he is mine.
我相信我今天的付出将来得到荣耀的奖赏。
I believe that my efforts will be glorified in the future.
使我们今天生活能够使我们今天能够活出一个不一样的生活。
And may we all live a different life.
使我们今天在生命当中愿意为主耶稣付出牺牲。
May we all be willing to sacrifice and put in the effort for the Lord.
虽然很多人觉得我们很奇怪。
Even though many people might find us strange.
真的，世界上的人可能觉得我们真的很奇怪啊。
Surely the people of this world will find us very strange.
为什么要常常去教会？
Why do you have to go to church often?
为什么要花那么多时间在信仰上？
Why do you have to put so much effort in
your faith? 为什么对道理这么的坚持？
Why do you have to be so determined in your faith?
为什么？他们有太多不明白。
There is too many things that they do not understand.
以至于很多世界上的人觉得我们非常的奇怪。
And so many people in the world, they find us very strange.
但是虽然他们不理解。
So even though they don't understand.
但是我们自己要知道。
But we need to know ourselves.
我今天所付出的每一项努力
that every effort that we put in today
都是将来得到神称赞的得到神称赞的机会。
It is all opportunities for us to be praised by the Lord.
因为世界上所有的一切都会过去。
Because everything in this world will pass away.
圣经里面告诉我们说，世界上有形质的最后都会消灭。
And so everything that is limited will be vanished.
但是有一样可以带走。
But there is one thing that you can take
away. 到最后你什么可以带走呢？
In the end, what can you take with you?
他说，唯有你所做的圣工要随着你回到天家。
Is that all of the holy work that you have done will go with you to your heavenly home.
所以我们要愿意属于良人。
So we need to be willing to belong to the beloved.
因为你看见盼望，良人也要属于你。
Because we have seen the hope that the beloved will be ours.
这是一件很美的事情。
This is a very beautiful matter.
也是信仰上不断的成长。
This is something that we need to continuously grow in our faith.
但是我们继续往下看啊。
But let us continue to read.
我们看回来雅歌的第七章。
Let's turn back to Song of Solomon chapter 6.
雅歌第七章
Song of Solomon chapter 7
第十节。
Verse 10.
雅歌的第七章的第十节。
Song of Solomon chapter 7 verse 10.
他这里说，我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。在这里是这个苏拉密女第三次讲到她跟良人的关系。
Here is the third time that the Shulamite woman describes her relationship with the beloved.
我们会发觉说她跟良人的关系不断的在调整。
We see that her relationship with the beloved is constantly changing.
如同今天我们跟神的关系也是一样不断的在调整。
Likewise, in our relationship with God, it has to constantly change.
你看像旧约当中的亚伯拉罕。
Just like the Abraham of the Old Testament.
或者是像雅各。
Or Jacob.
或者是当中旧约里面很多的圣徒。
Or many saints of old in the Old
Testament. 我们发觉说他们跟神的关系都是不断的在调整的。
We find that their relationship with God is constantly changing.
没有人一开始就是完美。
Nobody has a perfect faith in the beginning.
总是经过很多不断的很多的考验、挫折、患难，到最后得到完全认识神。
It is often through the tests and tribulations and sufferings that they truly understand and know God in the end.
总是我们看到说他们就是这样子不断的调整跟神的关系，对神有正确的认识。
And so we see that these people they constantly adjust their relationship with God.
所以我们也是一样。
This is the same thing
with us. 千万不要信了耶稣之后就定型了，就固定就不变了。
Do not believe in God and just stay in one stage.
刚信主的时候是什么心态？信主二十年还是一样。
That when you initially start to believe, you have this type of mindset, and 20 years later, you still have the same mindset.
我们为什么当初信主？
Why do we believe in the?
有的人是因为生活有需要，靠主得帮助。
Many people, it is because they have many needs and requirements in their life, and so they rely on God.
有人是有机会见证神迹，哇，觉得了不起来。
Some people were able to see miracles and testify for it, so they believe in God.
有人是因为朋友相邀，觉得来这里不错，挺好，来就来加入教会。
Or perhaps some people is because of friends that they were invited and they find it very good here, so they join this family.
每一个人一开始接触信仰的原因动机都不一样。
So everybody has a different reason for joining this faith.
但是当我们进到这个家中，
but once we have entered into this family,
我们就要不断调整我们对耶稣基督的认识。
We have to constantly adjust our understanding of Jesus Christ.
千万不要当年如何，今天还是如何。
Do not just let it be what it was initially.
当年建立在神迹，今天还是只想看神迹。
Initially, your faith was established on miracles, and you still want to see miracles today.
当年朋友相邀，今天还是只看人而已。
And initially, you were invited by your friends, and today you are still relying on your friends.
他说，这叫做不长进的信仰。
This is a type of faith that does not grow.
所以我们看到这个苏拉密女跟良人的关系不断是在调整。
So we see the Shulamite woman and the beloved, her relationship is constantly adjusting.
从良人，你先属我。
From the beloved, you have to be mine first.
到我先属于我的良人。
To the point where she says, I am my beloved.
但是她虽然说我属我的良人。
Even though she says, I am my beloved.
但是她当中还是有一个期望。
But she still has this hope.
我属我的良人，那你以后要你也要属于我。
That because I am yours, then you have to be mine as well.
所以她这个关系是比前面好。
And so this relationship is better than the beginning.
前面是我先给我。
In the beginning, she says, you have to give it to me first.
现在有进步。
But here we see improvement.
她说我先给你。
She says, I will give it to you first.
但是我相信你也会，我有个期望，你也要一样的来照顾我。
But I believe I have this hope that you will also be mine.
但是当我们看到在第七章的时候。
We see in chapter 7.
这个关系又再一次的改变了。
Yeah, this relationship again changes.
在这时候他已经不讲良人你属不属于我了。
Now, here she is no longer talking about whether or not the beloved belongs to her.
他说我是属于你的。
She says, I am yours.
我属我的良人，我的良人爱我，他恋慕我。
I am my beloved and his desire is towards me.
他已经从这个关系当中把他的物质要求条件全部拿掉了。
She's already taken out all the external desires that she has out of this relationship.
我不要求你属不属于我。
She doesn't have a requirement of whether or not you belong to me.
我也不跟你讨价还价，谁要多付出，谁要少付出。
I'm not arguing whether or not who has to put in more effort.
我跟你的关系更不是建立在任何的交换条件之上。
My relationship is not anything conditional.
所以到这时候，苏拉密女说：“我无条件的，就是属于你的。”
So during this time, the Shulamite woman says, "I have no requirements. I am yours."
你是爱我的。
You love me.
你恋慕我。
And you desire me.
你的爱充满了我的生命。
And your life fulfills my life.
所以我不需要再问了。
And so I don't have to ask.
我也不需要跟你设定这个条件，说我付出，你要爱我，你要属我属于你，你也要属于我。
And I no longer have to have this condition that if you love me, then I will love you, and you I will belong to you.
这个叫做信仰的第三步。
This is the third step in our faith.
而到这个时候，我们已经不再考虑，不再计算，我可以从神那里得到什么。
That during this time, we are no longer thinking and calculating what we can receive from
God. 我们做圣工也不是纯粹的为了将来的报答，或者是有什么奖赏。
We do holy work not because of what rewards we can receive in the future.
而说到这个时候，我属于你，但是我不要求任何条件上的回馈。
And so during this time, we say that I belong to you, but I don't expect anything back.
我只是纯粹的想付出，因为我知道你真的爱我。
It is that I give with all of my heart because I know you love me.
然后所以我们看到保罗到他在他侍奉神的路程当中。
So we see that Paul in the process of his servitude to God.
他跟神的关系也是这样子在调整。
His relationship with God is also adjusting.
他从我付出将来有丰厚无比的永远的荣耀。
He says, I've put in the effort and there is this unimaginable glory that is waiting for me.
到耶稣爱我，为我舍己。
To the point that he says, Jesus Christ loves me and he has sacrificed himself for me.
到他说我活着就是基督。
That I live as Christ.
他说耶稣已经为我死了，我只能为耶稣而活。
That Jesus has died already for me and I can only live for Christ.
这个时候就不讨论不讨论收获了。
During this time, there is no longer any talks of what you can receive.
也不再去想说最后我可以得到什么。
Or do you mention anything that you can receive in the end?
只知道说耶稣的爱激励了我。
But rather that the love of God compels you.
叫我不再单为自己而活。
It does not allow me to live just for myself.
要为那个爱我为我而死的耶稣来活。
That I need to live for the Jesus Christ who died on the cross for me.
所以我们今天信仰也是一样，在这三个阶段当中要不断的长进。
So today, in these three stages of our faith, we need to continuously grow.
希望有一天我们能够像这个，我们就能够像这个苏拉密女一样。
We all hope that one day we can be like the Shulamite woman.
我来教会，因为我喜欢来。
That I come to church because I like it.
我做圣工付出，因为我被耶稣的爱所充满。
That I do holy work and I put in the effort is because I'm compelled by the love of Christ.
我引领慕道朋友，因为我希望更多人来分享主的慈爱。
That I guide true seekers to church because I hope that they can all experience the love.
我为信仰付出的一切，只是因为我知道他真。
All the efforts that I put in my faith, it is truly compelled because of the love of Christ.
所以到那个时候，我们付出已经不再计较结果。
So during the time we are putting the effort, it is not based on the results.
更不会期望得到什么。
Nor do we hope that we can receive anything.
不管有没有得到都没有关系。
Whether or not we receive it, it does not matter.
曾经有一个弟兄跟我说啊。
There is once a brother who said to me.
他说啊，他以前听了很多见证啊。
He said he used to listen to many testimonies.
他说啊，常常听到人家讲说什么安息日不上班，耶稣加倍祝福。
And he says on Sabbath people would not go to work, and so Jesus would bless them doubly.
所以他就跟主耶稣打个商量啊。
And so he made a contract, a deal with God.
他说好，那既然见证是这样写哦。
So he says, since the testimony, write it in this way.
那我就照这样子做哦。
And I will follow exactly as they do.
他说啊，从现在开始啊，我先算呢，我这一个月每个星期六都上班，我看我赚多少。
And he says, I will go to work on Sabbath, and I will see how much I earn.
然后下个月我通通不星期六通通不上班，我看有没有加倍的祝福哦。
And then next month, I will not go to work on Saturday and see if God has blessed me.
如果没有加我多一倍，那对不起啦，那个这个我不接受啦。
If God has not increased my portions, then I will not go to I will go to work on Saturdays.
结果这个弟兄就真的这样做了。
So this brother truly did this.
结果搞东搞西搞下来，结果啊，哇，结果安息日。结果安息日真的没有去上班。
And so he did this, and truly, he did not go to work on Saturday.
但是啊，他就真的就没有多一倍哦，没有多一倍。
He did not receive a double portion.
他就觉得很奇怪，别人的见证都有，为什么我没有？
He finds it strange. Why is it that other people have it in their testimonies and it didn't happen to him?
不但没有，过不久还连工作都没了。
Not only did this not happen, but he lost his job in the end.
所以啊，就来问传道说，传道你的见证都骗人啊。
And so he came to the pastor and he said the testimonies is lying.
我说不是见证骗人啊。
And I said that the testimony is not a lie.
是你在神眼中的心不正啊。
Rather that your heart is not right and with a right attitude.
我问他说神对你的意义是什么？
And I asked him, what is the meaning of God to you?
守安息日的意义在哪里？
What is the purpose of keeping the Sabbath?
只是让你能够 不用上班又多赚一倍的钱而已吗？
Is it only that you don't go to work so you can earn more money?
他说，所以我就跟他，我问他说，难道守道理对你的意义就是这些物质上的好处？
And so I asked him, is keeping the truth just these external benefits that you can receive?
你跟耶稣的关系只在于多给我多少钱而已吗？
Is your relationship with God only what how much God can give you?
哦，所以我就跟他说，我们的信仰不要这么幼稚。
So I said to him, let our faith not be so immature.
如果这么幼稚啊，你很难真正见到神。或真正进到信仰的深处。
If it is so immature, then you cannot see God and you cannot enter into the deeper relationship with God.
所以我们要像这个苏拉密女一样。
So we have to be like the Shulamite woman.
哦，从良人啊，你是属于我的。
From the beloved, you have to be mine.
到良人啊，我先属于你。
To a beloved, I belong to you first.
能够到最后，苏拉密女喊出来了。
And that in the end, she was able to say.
她说：“我就是属于你。
That I belong to you.
你怎么做都没有关系。
No matter what you do, it does not matter.
因为我知道你是爱我的。
Because I know you love me.
你要让我人生面对困难。
And you will allow me to face difficulties in life.
一定也有你的好旨意。
And it is definitely because of the better will of
God. 你要让我生命当中面对挑战。
And you want me to face tribulations in life.
一定也是为了我好。
It definitely is because of my own good.
而说到了第三个阶段。
And so at the third stage.
生命当中的起起伏伏已经不能影响你跟神的关系了。
All the ups and downs will not influence your relationship with God.
处顺境或处逆境，
whether or not you are facing good times or bad times，
或有余或是缺乏，
whether in woe or in need，
或在生命中或高或低，
whether or not it is high or low in life，
如同保罗说，没有什么可以使我与基督的爱分别。
Just like Paul says, there is nothing that can separate me from the love of God。
这就是苏拉密女的第三个阶段。
This is the third stage of this Shulamite woman。
叫做真正认识神。
It is truly knowing God。
因为生命当中被神的爱所充满。
So because her life, our life is filled with love。
非常有把握，他是恋慕我的，他是爱我的。
That we have confidence to say he loves me.
所以可以很自在、很自然的将生命交托在主的手中。
And so with no worry and with she is easily able to entrust everything to God.
这个时候已经不再讲什么信仰要有什么恩典或信仰要有什么喜乐，不讲这些了。
During this time, it is no longer talking about in our faith we need to have blessing and have joy and love.
有时候啊，信徒很在意这个啊。
Many times members care about.
有的信徒非常在意感觉。
Many members care about feelings.
哇，我祷告的时候要感觉什么？要泪流满面。哇，我做圣工要感觉神什么？哇，带领我，很重视感觉啊。
That when I do holy work, I have to feel very compelled, or when I pray, I need to shed tears.
哇，这个什么柳暗花明，又说这个圣工做到这里哦，突然啊。神又给什么恩典开什么路啊，很在意这些啊。
And some people really care about whether when they do holy work that God will bless and all that.
好像有这些特别的事情发生才是神在帮助带领
啊。I feel that these special occurrences truly represent the blessing of God.
很重视这种特殊感觉啊，祷告要感觉喜乐，要感觉这个感觉，有时候非常重视感觉。
They place a lot of value in feelings that when you pray you need to have feelings.
其实到这个第三个阶段啊，这些感觉已经不重要了。
At this third stage, all these feelings does not matter.
哦，这个祷告的时候有没有特殊感觉不重要。
That when you pray, whether or not you have a special feeling, it does not.
做圣工的时候有没有特殊体验不重要。
When you do holy work, whether or not you have experiences, it does not matter.
信耶稣路程当中有没有特殊感动不重要了。
In your journey of faith, when you believe in God, whether or not you have special movements, it just does not matter.
因为我非常确定他是爱我的。
Because I'm assured that he loves me.
因为我不再需要这些外在的条件来confirm 来告诉我来确认我的信仰。
You don't need these external conditions to confirm that God loves you.
我很确定他爱我。
That I'm very sure that he loves me.
所以我将生命交在他的手中。
And so I am able to entrust my life in his hands.
所以到第八章，我们看第八章。
So in chapter 8, let's take a look at chapter 8.
我们看雅歌的第八章。
Let's look at Song of Solomon chapter 8.
雅歌第八章第五节。
Song of Solomon chapter 8 verse 5.
第五节说，那靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁呢？那在这里讲到啊，这个到最后良人跟苏拉密女的关系啊。
Here it talks about the relationship of the Shulamite woman and the beloved.
他说啊，他是靠在良人的肩头。
That she is leaning upon her beloved.
有良人安稳照顾她。
And she has this beloved to take care of her.
虽然从旷野 荒凉之地。
Although it is from this wilderness.
虽然从困苦的环境。
Although she is coming out of this difficult environment.
从恶劣的环境当中。
She is from this evil environment.
但是因为你是靠着那个良人。
But because we are relying on our beloved.
你真实的倚靠真实的帮助。
That we have this true help.
所以从这个荒凉之地走出来。
That you are coming out of this wilderness.
却成为一幅最美丽的景象。
That you are able to have this very beautiful scenery.
这是我们应该要跟神最后用得到的关系。
This is all the relationship that we need to have with God in the
end. 不管是在美丽的草原，
whether or not it is in beautiful grass,
或者是在荒凉的旷野，
or if it is in the, this wilderness,
那靠着良人走上来的是谁呢？
Who is this person that is leaning on the beloved to come out of it?
就是你呀。
It is all of us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
146首。
146.
我们要来做聚会结束的祷告。
Thank God, we're going to make our concluding prayer.
祷告当中继续为一些身体欠安、信仰软弱的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
In our prayer, we ask everyone to pray for those brothers and sisters who are physically and spiritually weak.
我们也记着在、那个 Ryan 小弟弟，他现在仍然还在费城的医院。
We also continue to pray for Ryan, who is still in the hospital in Philadelphia.
虽然他的状况比以前稳定很多，进步很多。
Although his state has improved a lot from what it was previously.
但是还是离恢复有一段距离。
He is still quite far from completely recovering.
有时候你看其他的孩子正是活泼好动跑来跑去的时候。
And so many times when you look at other children and you see them lively running around.
他却没有办法跟其他的孩子一样。
And yet he is unable to be just like these children.
所以我们在祷告当中特别继续为他来祷告。
So in our prayer, we especially ask everyone to continue to pray for him.
我们也为我们的教会圣工发展以及我们每个人的信仰祷告。
We also continue to pray for the growth of the holy work and our faith.
让我们在信仰的路上能够更加的成熟。
So that in our journey of faith, we can to become more mature.
让我们在仰望耶稣的目光当中能够看得更加的明白。
So that we can look upon the light of Jesus Christ and understand him more.
能够更看得清楚信仰的价值。
So we can truly see the value of our faith.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.